It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, and Bellingham American Legion Post 441. Three great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Hey, we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing, Josh?
Oh, the snow's going away now.
It is. You didn't get that workout over the weekend blowing snow, though.
Oh.
That's a good thing.
It was, what was the total that we got here? I've heard anywhere from 20 inches to 2 feet.
Well, probably, you probably average it from all the reports. We've had 22 inches somewhere in that ballpark. So I came up with over 20. Chad Kranz over the happy hour in a contest he had 22. Munsterman just north of town measured a little over 23, so we'll call it 22 inches. That's plenty.
Too much.
22 inches, too much.
Too much.
Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Private Robert H. Jackson. Robert was born on April 18th, 1896 in Carcatel, England. Passed away on January 15th, 1953. He entered active duty on October 23rd, 1918, in Marshall in the United States Army, and was honorably discharged just shy of 2 months later on December 13th in Camp Dodge, Iowa. He was a private with a casual detachment, number one of the 163 Depot Brigade, served during World War I. I didn't say in his records, but I would guess to say that he was called up to serve during World War I. And between the time he got called up and the time he was separated, the war had ended and perhaps wasn't an as needed as originally anticipated. But so we thank you, Robert, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. That's off to the vets.
Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
So come on in.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about our topic today. We've got a new study that finds rising VA employee engagement is key to increased success at nearly 150 medical centers. Tell us about it.
You may want to take a breath after saying all that.
Yeah, I'm out of breath.
Yeah.
I'll rest here for a while you talk.
Yeah, the Department of Veterans Affairs received high marks on an independent March 25th study showing a significant relationship between employee engagement and work performance by VA medical center staff. The rankings reveal engaged employees perform better, which results in higher patient satisfaction and increased retention of nurses and mission-critical staff. The Partnership for Public Service and the Boston Consulting Group analyzed nearly 150 medical centers, along with data from 2016, 2017, and 2018, best places to work in the federal government. Engagement scores and Veterans Health Administration's Strategic Analysis for Improvement and Learning, or SAIL, scorecards. The findings also highlight the successful implementation of employee engagement strategies at the James E. Van Zandt VA Medical Center in St. Louis, Missouri, their healthcare system, which led to lower staff turnover and higher performance. Examples of employee engagement strategies may include expanding existing training opportunities and recognizing and rewarding staff members. This continued progress represents another reason veterans choose VA for their health care. Following a recent Dartmouth study that found VA medical centers outperform private hospitals in most health care markets throughout the country, and the Partnership for Public Service ranking VA as one of the top six best places to work in the federal government. These independent analyses further underscore VA's efforts to transform the nation's largest integrated healthcare system into a high reliability organization, or HRO, which we've discussed in the past here. And St. Cloud VA is one of those, one of the 18 sites that are participating in this high reliability process. Lessons learned from these sites will guide a more impactful rollouts across every Veterans Healthcare Facility in 2020. More information on VA healthcare and enrollment, you can contact our office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
I think I left that number out for you, as if you didn't know it already. Since it's on your sleeve and everything there.
It's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level.
That's probably buried again.
It's buried again.
Since the last time we talked.
It'll go away.
It was nice and springy last time we talked.
South-facing windows and, the sun is trying to come in over the snowbank.
And so. I'm sure Kenny dug a path anyway through there. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. He does an outstanding job, him and Lyndon.
Right.
All county offices will be closed on Friday of this week in observance of Good Friday. But otherwise, business as usual, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Any special events or anything coming up we need to talk about today?
I can't think of any off the top of my bald head.
I don't have anything right at the moment either, so we'll save it for next week.
Had a lot of things going on last week.
Yeah. Maybe everybody's taking a break here. All right. Well, thanks, Josh. Yeah, spring break. Right. All right. Well, we'll see you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veterans Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656, Bellingham American Legion Post 441, and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.